Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, May 27th City Council meeting. I will start. I got to think about the pledge. Did you do it last time or not? No. Number two. Did you do it?
No, I can do it.
No, yes. I think Siever did.
I'm not scared.
Number two, please lead us the pledge.
Say that now. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. And now we do the roll call.
Coke.
Here.
Transiers absent. Plocher's absent. Soling?
Here.
Funkhauser?
Here.
Merrick?
Here.
Cornels?
Present.
Hyatt?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Very nice. Thank you all for attending. I don't think we have any amendments to the agenda. I have no amendments to the agenda. We do have a presentation. This is fun. We have a recognition of our Wheel of Fortune winner from Yorkville. Becky Lenski, I pronounce that proper?
Yes.
Well, listen, I've got this wonderful, I didn't write this myself, but we have a certificate of recognition. I want to hear all about this. I hear, not only did you win the Wheel of Fortune, you won some athletic competition too.
I did. Yes.
And I promise you, I won't challenge you to that competition.
We can do it. We can have a plank off.
I can have a lay on the floor off. So, come up here if you want, and they can join you too. Who do we have here?
This is my son, one of my sons, yes. Max, who was with me. My other son, Van, couldn't be here tonight.
Now, which one's in the military?
My son Van, he leaves July 21st basic training. Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And you are a rebel?
Yes.
A running rebel?
Yes. Homeless rebels, yep.
Nice, I got that right.
And all both graduated from Yorkville High School. We've been here since 2008.
Yeah. So hey,
we've
good
been
for
through
you.
All the schools, so.
Yeah. Oh my God, did you go to Bristol Grade School?
We did,
yes.
Are you kidding me?
Yep.
I went to Bristol Grade School.
Did you really?
K-4 back then.
We used to live in Whispering Meadows, but now we're in Country Hills on the other side.
Oh my God, you went from north side to south.
Yeah, north side to south side.
So you a Sox fan then?
Actually we are, yes.
Good, and we have the Pope on our side, we still have to get out.
Yes, we do.
So nonetheless, that's not why we're here. But anyway, the Mayor and City Council of the United States of Yorkville present this certificate to Becky Lenski in celebration of your incredible run on Wheel of Fortune, during which you won over $73,000 and a trip to Costa Rica.
Yes.
That is really cool. Your journey from growing up watching the show with your family, continuing the tradition, and now watching with your sons, to applying, waiting over 1 year, and finally spinning the wheel with your sons cheering you on in California is truly inspiring. With your puzzle-solving skills, energetic spirit, and an unexpected plank challenge with Ryan Seacrest, you brought national attention to Yorkville in the best possible way. As a dedicated fitness instructor and all-around powerhouse, you made our community proud. So congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You.
That's great.
And
thank
I,
you.
I know this isn't as cool as winning the money
and
the trip.
No, this is awesome. So excited to come here for this. Well, this is
excellent.
Super awesome.
So what we have for you, so these run a little bit small, but this is a medium, it's probably a small, or do you go small, extra small?
No, I'm sure that's fine.
Yeah,
my gosh, that's fine.
Are you okay with
that?
A pink shirt?
Oh, yeah, awesome. Yeah.
So this is our Yorkville, one of our Yorkville
I love
beach
it.
Party shirts. In fact, the beach party is tomorrow. We'll hear about that later, and you're probably out of here.
Okay, awesome,
yes.
Awesome.
So congratulations.
Thank you very much. That's awesome.
And so, do you want to say anything about your mother?
Congratulations. It was just a great experience. I think it's just so inspirational, I guess.
So did you say you got to go, or the other brother?
They both went.
You're both there.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
So I grew up watching Wheel of Fortune with my parents, and that just my mom used to watch my kids like once a week on Mondays, and so they would watch Wheel of Fortune over there, and they'd come home and they'd be like, "Wow, Mom, Grandma's so good at Wheel of Fortune," and I'm like, "Have you not seen your mom play?" So it definitely runs in the family because my kids are really good at it too. And then my kids are always like, you should apply, but you know, you always think that, but you never do it. And then one day, it took over 16 months.
Really?
To hear back from them. Yeah, you did Zoom interviews and they tell you you're gonna be on file for like a year. And then finally heard back from them and told me when my date was to come in.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah,
that's exciting.
This is history.
That sounds
yeah.
like a grant from the state. You gotta wait forever.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was so much fun.
So when did you actually do that?
I taped it on March 12th, which was my other son's 18th birthday.
Oh, wow.
And then they aired it April 16th.
So you had to wait a month and not say anything?
I couldn't say anything to anybody.
But
so
they saw.
My kids knew. Yeah,
so
only me and my kids knew.
Yeah, my friends were asking me, how'd your mom do?
She's terrible.
I can't tell you. I can't tell you.
Yeah. So that was, at least it was only a month. It could have been
longer.
That's
awesome.
Yeah. And then, so then afterwards, because I am a Pilates instructor, so they kind of tell you kind of like what you're, like when they announce you, I say I'm from Yorkville, I talked about my kids, and they had said, you should ask Ryan Seacrest to challenge him to a plank competition. So I'm like, okay. So then after I won everything, they're like, oh, we still need you. So they turn the cameras on, and me and Ryan got down on the stage at Wheel of Fortune.
Do we have that video? Did
Vanna,
we pull that video up?
It is. It's on Instagram. Yeah. It's on Ryan.
You want to pull it? You want to pull it? Pull it up. We're going to watch it here.
It's on Ryan Seacrest. So it's my winning of the bonus round is on YouTube. You can't ever find the full episode again, but the bonus round is on YouTube.
Really?
So they can always have that.
Watched it on the car right here.
Yeah, we did.
the whole show or the Pilates?
Just the bonus
thing.
Round.
Is that where you did the plank thing?
No, that was just the bonus round.
Is that
do
where
you not watch Wheel of Fortune?
Been a while. Is that where you won the trip?
No, I won the trip because I won the prize puzzle.
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is a bonus round? Sorry.
That's when you beat the other two people out.
Yeah, so when you win, after you win everything, so out of the three contestants, I won. So then you go to a bonus round, and then there's one puzzle that you have left to solve, and you have 10 seconds to solve it. You have to guess, you get a couple more letters. And so after I solve that.
You solve that too?
I solve that.
Oh, wow.
And then I won the $50,000.
Oh, that's how
for that.
So
yeah.
You really are a rock star. Oh my gosh.
And then I won the trip to Costa Rica during a prize puzzle. So if you solve one of the prize puzzles, then you get a trip. And it happened to be Costa Rica that night. So.
Wow, that's cool. Now, yeah. I've. Can't tell the last time I watched, but they had something called a before and after. Do they have one of those?
They still have that category. They still have that category, but I don't think we had that on my show.
Category.
Yeah, that can be hard. Like my last one was, what are you doing? Is a popular category.
That's cool. Did you crush the other two contestants? There's still three people,
I think,
right?
So, because when I won all three, I had like 20,000, 21,000.
That's pretty good.
And then like the person closest to me, we had like 5,000.
Oh, you crushed them. That was a butt whipping. That's from all that fitness stuff, right? You
right,
scared
right.
them. You stared them down and scared them.
Well, yeah, and I'm pretty good with my puzzle solving.
What do we have here on the screen? Oh, my gosh. Harry, can you get this one down or not?
Sorry,
I didn't think about this. I should have planned this ahead of time.
I didn't plan it either.
Oh, that's all right. You write great memos, so Aaron.
So it doesn't show the whole screen since it's on Instagram.
Is there any sound or not?
You're muted in the bottom right of the video.
Oh, yeah, you're muted.
Are you looking for a job?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Vanna, she was our timer. Vanna timed us.
Oh, really? What are we doing without the sound?
Yeah. Well, we did plank, and I was, because I am an instructor, so I was telling him his form was a little faulting, and he had to get his hips up and, pull his abs in. But he gave me a good run for my money. It was like over 2 minutes that we were doing this.
Really?
Yeah, I was like sweating. I was getting so hot under the lights.
You were really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He was strong. He's strong. And he kept on saying, because we had our shoes on. I had my heels on, and he had his his suit on. He's like, can we take our shoes off? I said, no, we're going to keep them on.
Now, is Pat Sajak still alive?
He's still alive, but he doesn't host it anymore.
I can tell you how my experience with Wheel of Fortune is. Back in Yorkville High School, where the Freshman Academy is, again, I went to school there. Me and, you remember, hey, Eric, you remember the Voorhees brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, so me and the Voorhees brothers, we had study hall upstairs. They had a study hall, and we were supposed to be studying, but we'd sit in the back and we'd play Wheel of Fortune.
Oh.
But I think it was the Hangman or something like that.
Oh, yeah, it's like Hangman.
Yeah,
same concept.
Exactly.
So, yeah,
that was my close experience. That was back in 2010 when I was in high school or something like that. Or 1984.
I'd say 2010.
Yeah. So you're still going.
But yeah, we're still going. Like they, and this was after the audience was still there. But yeah, this was after I won, and yeah, we did this. They kept on going, and we kind of like made it a draw because we probably could have, been there for a little bit longer. But I think neither one of us was giving up. So.
If I was on the couch, I would have competed with it.
Yeah. So that was a lot of fun. That was definitely once in a lifetime to be able to. Do a plank challenge with Ryan Seacrest. So,
excellent.
And they were
yeah,
they
that
were
is
awesome.
Amazing. Well, yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Yes, thank you
appreciate
so much.
It.
I appreciate yes. this. Thank you so
yep,
much. It was so nice
it.
To
yes.
meet you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And we love Yorkville. So. Thank you, everybody. everybody very much. Appreciate having us.
No, I'm Max's friend.
She's from Oswego. We don't talk to her. We don't talk to her. She's from Oswego.
She's escorted her.
Nice. Oh, that's okay. Oh, yeah, don't forget your shirt. Do you want the shirt or not?
I want the shirt.
What other shirts do we have here?
Anyway.
That's awesome, yeah.
Let's see her. What size are you?
You like a large?
That one's a large, I think. Yeah.
Is that the shirt you got?
There's a medium. It is. Or a small.
What are you, a medium or a small?
Sure.
Well, even though you're from Oswego, wear that proudly in your clothes. Well, just here. Just a plug. I have an Ace Hardware in Oswego, so there you go.
Oh, okay, okay.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much. Yes.
Sorry when I have a big crowd here tonight.
That's all right. You know, it was a privilege coming. We appreciate you having us.
It's good to have people who are happy with us instead of
I know. We love your film.
Now, next month, we're going to triple your taxes. Just for those shirts.
Stop the recording.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, Aaron, thanks for pulling that up.
Sorry, there was no sound.
You know, we probably need some sound enhancements with a potential grant, you know? Downtown or something. We'd have to test it here. Okay, well, do we have a public hearing tonight?
Nope.
Do we have any citizen comments? It's a holiday. Very nice. I want to read Bible verses to you all, just because we haven't had any written. consent agenda. We have a long one here. Holy cow. Wow.
We got new people in committees. They don't know how to read
it. Okay, we have minutes from May 13th. Bills totaling $4,808,886.04. PW 2547 approving recommendations for certain traffic safety measures. 2548. Approve the release of a performance guarantee bond for Grand Reserve 8. PW 2554. Oh, this is kind of cool. A resolution approving a bid to complete reconstruction of Faxon Road and Beecher Road, although we're not paying for this, are we?
Correct.
But it's still $1.3 million, substantially under our engineer's estimate. And then the next one, 2555, is the associated engineering for approximately $200,000. 2556. A second change order relating to the southern sanitary sewer connection. It's $85,000, and this one, Cyrus One, is paying also, right?
Correct.
So these are kind of cool when we get to do public improvements at others' expense. Kind of love that. 2557, a resolution approving a license agreement with BNSF and the city to run certain sanitary sewer lines, water lines. Oh, is this for that same project?
Related,
okay. 2558, resolution approving change order to well number 9, emergency repairs. And this is the final, is it? Okay. So it's $19,000 over the quote, less than original estimate, but it was emergency. We had to do it anyway. Ordinance amending Title 6, Chapter 5, the gross vehicle weight rating designated. I know we do not have discussion on this. However, this is at the request of Alderman from Ward. Is that 3 or 4? That's 3, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mr. Merritt and Mr. Funkhauser, you had some people barreling through subdivisions and semi-trucks. Again, this is not a discussion, but I believe that's correct. So we'll take care of that for you. And we're going to get out there and start ticketing them right away. Actually, we may have already, I think. I'm not sure. Yeah, we'll take care of that. Okay. Resolution approving. This is number 2520. Resolution approving extension agreement. Oh, 1-year extension for janitorial services. 2521. Resolution approving agreement for drug and alcohol testing. This will be a local company, which is fantastic. Well, who's that with again?
Cirque,
that's right, yeah. 2 years, so that's good. It was out of town, now it's local. That's great. 2522, Beecher Center facility license and premise use agreements. With Community Nutrition Network, that's for 3 years, $0 per year, which is what we're doing currently. And the next for Senior Services Associate for 5 years for $500 a month. That's currently what we're doing, and they use us the vast majority of the building, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. Woo! Did we have a motion in a second yet or not?
No.
So moved.
Okay, I saw you shake your head at Rusty Cornelius. Oh, I'm sorry, number one. Is there number two? Number two, is that a second? We got a number one and a number two from number one and number two. I like that. No discussion.
Like,
what's that?
Sounds like an auction.
Well, I mean, if I were Blagojevich, I could auction out your seat, but...
Out.
Roll call, please.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
This seat is gold. Okay. Next. Oh my gosh, back to me. We have mayor's report again. I feel like I just did the mayor's report. Well, we will start out with something. I don't think it's on here, is it? No. I think most of you are aware of this, but we'll still read it anyway. The United City of Yorkville receives $2,999,940 for East Hydraulic Streetscape Project. And if each of us donates about $5, we can get to $3 million even. I guess we need 12 people. So, what's there? Nah, that's too much math for me. Okay, anyway. The city announced it has received $2,999,400 in funding through the Illinois Transportation Enhancement Program for a project to further develop the East Hydraulic Street District. The work will enhance local transportation and boost quality of life for all community residents. We are very pleased to receive this money from ITEP and excited to put these dollars to work in our community. East Hydraulic Streetscape Project will enhance and beautify our community, including improving accessibility with increasing while increasing safety for residents and visitors alike. So here's a full press release. We'll be issuing tomorrow. Is that correct, Aaron? So very nice. $3 million from the state. So don't say we don't get from the state. We do.
That was very nice.
And we're applying for some more grants. There's some highway or road grants, correct?
Yeah. About yeah. $400 million in eligible funding. So we'll be applying for a number of street projects.
Yeah, so hopefully we can get some of that money as well. But that was very exciting. I received that call last week when we were coming back from our very productive trip to Las Vegas to the ICSC. We had some great meetings, great opportunities to meet other mayors, businesses, and on the way home from the airport, I got the phone call. So it was I didn't win in Vegas, but that's pretty dang good. So, okay. Now, oh wait, what else, Tim? Mayor's report, do you want to do this now or tomorrow? You got an event, right?
We can do it now in the
park. Yeah, do it now. What the heck?
Yeah, just a reminder, we have the school out bash. It's last day of school tomorrow. We have our yearly school out bash at Town Square from 5 to 9 p.m. So I'm looking forward to that. Thanks for everyone coming to Margarita's a Mile last week, as well as the Legion Memorial Day ceremony yesterday.
Excellent. And tomorrow the weather's going to break in the afternoon, it looks like.
I hope so.
It is. It is.
Looks it's like around 5 o'clock.
Margarita's a Mile. That was awesome. I saw number two. I saw you there as well. Yeah. Dose. Yeah. And the weather will cooperate, Tim. We'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm playing.
And then you got the golf outing coming up.
Yeah, actually, I've good news on that. Golf outing is sold out this year. So
really?
I'm happy about that. That's the first time in the last few since before COVID.
What is the date on that again?
It's June 12th, Thursday, June 12th.
Oh, nice. It's just around the corner, too. Excellent, thank you. Okay, now we'll go on to the written items for the mayor's report. We have 2545, Public Water Supply Loan Program, Revenue Bond Ordinances. Now, this will require two motions, so the first one, I'm looking for a motion and a second.
Two.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, I don't know who made that second, Coke, I think. And this is ordinance authorizing the borrowing of an aggregate principal amount of $5,620,000 from Illinois EPA for the purpose of financing the cost of necessary improvements to the city's water delivery system, authorizing the execution of a loan agreement relating to such loan and providing for collection, segregation, and distribution of the revenues, the water system for the payment of said loan. Is there any discussion, questions, or comment? Rob, anything you want to offer on either of these, both of these?
Yeah, they're both revenue bonds, and what that does is it subordinates the IEPA loans, meaning that instead of pledging 125% debt service, we need to pledge 100%. So that's a benefit to us because we don't have to raise the fund revenue.
And it's 30 years instead of 20 or 25.
It is a 30-year loan for both on the IEPA.
Low interest, too, 1.87%?
That's correct.
Not 1.875. I asked that question. I know you all were thinking that's 7/8, 1.875. This is not quite 1 7/8, slightly below that. Other questions, comments? Very nice. Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornels.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. I'm looking for motion second on the second one in the amount of $19,940,000 from the IEPA for financing necessary improvements to the city's water delivery system, authorizing execution of loan agreement related to such loan, providing for the collection, segregation, distribution of revenues to the water system for the payment of said loan.
So moved. Second.
I think that was,
Mayor Kinahayat.
And number two, okay. Any questions, comments on this? Roll call.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you very much. Next. Ooh, this is exciting. Fireworks report. Fireworks report. Fireworks.
Fans are exciting. Fireworks are. You pull one out with the other.
I like that, yes. 25.
You're in the wrong order, dang it.
What's that? You're out of line.
In the wrong order. Fireworks first, water second. Come on, man.
We'll get a liquor license on here, too. 2546, a fireworks display contract. Okay, now this is for next year, which is the
semi-quincentennial.
Is that how they pronounce it? Okay, I remember there was a sesquicentennial.
So I looked it up.
Thank you.
It's not, what is it again?
The semi-quincentennial.
Okay, because
250th of America's birthday.
150 was sesquicentennial. Huh. What was, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, I said it really rolls off.
Oh, it does.
I'm talking to myself. Ignoring.
Good question, though. Quarter of a mil. That's what that is, right? Not million. M-I-L. Like thousand. That's Latin, I believe. Okay, anyway, I'm looking for... do we have to do this?
You do them together.
We can't do these together. This requires six votes, so please, I'm urging all of you to support this. I'm looking for a motion, a second, to authorize a contract with Chicago Drone Light Shows for a city-sponsored fireworks and drone light show display for July 4th, 2026. And also for to approve an ordinance authorizing the first amendment to the annual budget of the United States of Yorkville for the fiscal year commencing on May 25 and ending on April 30th, 26. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Go. Second?
Second.
Second by Soling. Okay, so this is for fireworks and a drone show. And drones with exploding fireworks or something like that?
Well, they'll shoot the fireworks as the drones are up. So the drones don't technically drop any fireworks or anything of that nature, but when they're up in the air, they'll shoot fireworks.
Oh, okay. Pretty slick. And Mr. Funkhouse, you got an interesting question. What was that question?
Reading in the packet, I saw that they do a soundtrack, so I was asking about broadcast of sound, if we're going to look into that, and I've been told that we are looking into it currently.
Yeah. That'd be good. And they have this year to assess the landscape because this is until next year, so they can. Is the same company's done it before there for us?
It's an affiliate of the Mad Bombers. It's an offshoot that's with the drones.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, they're all connected together.
It's, okay, same parent company. Good.
Yes.
Sounds exciting.
So, are we going to do them in the same location? Is that what you're thinking? Or, I mean, it doesn't matter for this, but.
Yeah, I don't anticipate changing the location unless we're forced to.
Other question. Oh, go ahead.
And do you think, since we got a year or so, we might be able to find some corporate donations?
We can definitely work on all that.
Okay.
I like that.
There's a great benefit to it. In the packet, they were talking about sponsorships. The drone program, they can put logos, letters in the air. So.
Can they really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't read that part of the packet. Or
if
any
you read
part
the
of
packet, it's in there.
Chris, I count on you to do that. That is really cool, actually. That really is cool. I like that.
Your local businessman should look into that.
Yeah.
You can get your store up there.
Yeah, your hardware's doing pretty good. Right?
You can get some Oswego business out of this.
And the Ace was above number nine. That's perfect.
Okay, let's call the question. Let's call the question. Yeah, I like that. Sponsored by Mayor. Roll call, please.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you all. That's exciting. It really is exciting. Oh, wait. Wait a second. Public Works, who is it now? Mr. Solman, please take it away.
Make a motion to approve a resolution approving a 5-year pavement management plan and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute the utility for PW 2025-33.
Second.
Second by Merrick. Any discussion? Roll call.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Koch.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Very nice.
Item number two, PW 2025-49, a resolution approving a change order relating to the Blue Stem Water Main Replacement Project and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, I think I heard the somebody over here. Coke?
Coke.
Discussion? This went from 465 to 642, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Roll call.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Yes.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number three, PW 2025-52. A motion to approve a resolution approving a bid to complete the Road to Better Roads program roadway improvement and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Cornelius.
Second.
Thank you. And this came in at 1.08, the engineer's estimate is 1.3, correct?
Correct.
And this is motor fuel dollars?
Yes.
Excellent. Thank you. Roll call.
Coke.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item number four, PW 2025-53, a resolution approving an engineering agreement with Engineering Enterprises Incorporated and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Second.
I think I heard Hyatt just before number one. And this is for 114 grand for the project we just approved. Questions, comments? Roll call.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Item number five, PW 2025-59. Make a motion to approve a resolution authorizing the purchase of a replacement generator for the Blackberry North lift station in the amount not to exceed $73,464 and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Mayor?
Second.
Oh, no, I heard it over here. What was it over here?
Cornelius.
Cornelius again.
Oh, man, I thought Chris got that one.
Yeah. Sound takes longer to carry.
Closer.
Sound does. It takes quite a bit longer. This one requires 6 out of 9 votes. Eric, you said this is the original one from 93 or whatever?
93, 94, yeah.
God, time flies. Wow. Questions, comments? Roll call.
Cornelius.
Aye.
Soling.
Aye.
Merrick.
Yes.
Hyatt.
Aye.
Coke.
Aye.
Funkhauser.
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you. Anything else?
That'll do it.
Okay. Economic development, huh? Who that is, huh? Who's that?
Oh, it's me, no report.
No report, okay. Public safety?
No report.
Okay. Admin?
No report. Admin.
Didn't we have an admin meeting?
We did.
You dumped it all the consent agenda? Or was there nothing to vote on?
It's what them boys in Ward 3 wanted to do, so.
Mm-hmm. Hey, he's efficient.
Planning and zoning, anything for that?
I'm going to one gets it done, baby.
City Council report? No? Okay. Clerk report?
No report.
Liaison report?
The only thing, YBSD is moving quite along nicely with their expansion. They said they should have this phase completed probably in the next 2 months. And they're getting ready to move on to their next phase. But I think they're going to do some type of a public open house where you can come down and check it out. So I'll get you guys a date when that happens. I'll go with you guys so I can explain to you what you're doing.
Awesome.
Face that.
Thank you.
I just hit it off of it. I'm good.
Just a quick update from the Aurora Area Convention Visitors Bureau. We have some new members on the board with, you know, changes, transitions through elections, and also we have.
Are you the president?
I am vice chair still.
Oh!
I will remain. Bill Donnell is at the moment staying as the chair.
Who is that?
Bill Donnell. He's a former alderman from Aurora. He has asked and requested to be still appointed to the board. Mayor has not changed that from Aurora yet, so he's staying on.
Okay.
He's a good advocate. So just a couple points real quick from our sales and marketing report. The last month we had 2.8 million total impressions. Those are visits to our website. To all of our social media combined. So they're doing a good job of getting out there. It's twice as what we had from the year preceding.
Twice?
So, huge increase, 28,000 website visitors, which is a 23% increase over 2024. So the efforts have been paying off for us. We've been able to track this data much more efficiently with our efficiency with our Datafy programming, so we can see where people are coming from, where they're requesting information, how long they're coming here. We've actually engaged two new elements. CrowdRift is a social media digital imagery source where we can basically contract with the company and they will seek permissions for us to use the imagery instead of us having to go out and actually source images ourselves. So anything that is tagged, say it was tagged with Raging Waves, we could request permission to use that through this source, which it's a great element for us to get more media, especially when you're doing Instagram, Facebook, any of those types of elements. So it's been very successful so far. We're rolling it out. We're in our second month, I believe. And then we also did some new Drew Pirtle photography, aerial photography. He was out, did some really, really nice stuff for us. Some of it's been incorporated into the website already. And you'll see that in our refreshes as we're going out through the summer. So really great elements to have up-to-date current material. So if you check out the website, you'll see a lot of great material. We're in the promo video several times, so it's kind of nice. We have the river and some of our other elements right away. So it's definitely paying off, I think. So if anybody has questions, I do have board packets I can send out. I typically don't. They're a little bland, a little dry at times. You would not think so for a group that's in entertainment, basically, but if you're one, I can provide it.
That's it.
Questions? Comments?
Oh. Yes. I've just got from Park Board. They discussed this fall we may have an app for phone app for registering for programming and things like that, which from what I've seen, I hope that it really should be a positive addition if Tim wants to.
Yeah, I mean, we just started working on it with staff, putting it together. I mean, it's an extremely long process, and they give you kind of an outline how to do it, but you're basically doing it on your own is creating the app from the ground up. It'll connect to our registration system. It'll allow us to push out more marketing so that, like, tomorrow we can then push it out to everyone that has the app saying, hey, don't forget, it comes to school out back tonight. But the biggest thing is it'll make it a lot easier to register on your phone for all of our programs and activities and things of that nature. And so that's just really the direction we're going, is trying to get more and more people, make it easier for them to find information and then register for our programs.
Cool.
So we're hoping to have it hopefully by fall.
Of which year?
Oh, this year.
Okay.
Fireworks
there you go. Yeah, that's, how do you spell that?
SEMIQUINN Centennial.
Very nice. We'll give it to you.
So when are we going to have a City of Yorkville app?
I don't know. Don't we have an app now? Can't you get our website on your phone?
Yeah, but it's apps the way to go.
Phone friendly, it's just not like, phone-friendly is the way they phrase it.
Absolutely. You just push the button and boom.
Yeah, okay.
It's all about the speed.
Dude, I'm an old man when it comes to that stuff.
Market.
But then it would push out, like, events, like Tim's saying, to sit.
Good question.
But there are probably some things we connect with our app. Once we get ours up and running, where we could have, like, a city page of some sort.
So to answer your question, I don't know, but good feedback. Took you two meetings, you're right into the groove of things.
Yes,
you lip off to me like everyone else. That's good. It really is a good question. I don't know, but that's something we can look at.
I just looked it up and looked up, and so that's why.
You looked up what, an app?
To see if there's an app for United City of York.
Oh. We're working on our ERP. Is that part of that?
No.
Probably not.
No.
Okay. Because that's been in the budget since 19 at least, maybe 18. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Other questions, comments, or community or liaison reports? Those are good reports. And Mr. Funkhauser, and I guess I owe you an apology. I presume you want to be a representative on the convention board still. Is that correct?
Well, it comes out of admin, doesn't it?
I don't know, but I'd still presume you want to be. I don't know, does it?
I think it's mayoral.
Is that one? That one's mayoral.
That's mayoral.
Yeah.
Oh, that one? Okay, that
I think
one.
You report into the admin committee by practice.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, and KenCom, too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, you're good at that.
You want to go?
God, no.
It's only four meetings a month, and you usually only have two.
You should get per diem for that. That's what we used to do at the county. Okay. Well, thank you. Okay, where am I at? Staff report. Any staff report?
No reports.
Oh, mayor's report. We do have a couple things, don't we, here for Public Works and Parks Department facility?
Yeah, there's a fourth contingency authorization in the packet detailed for a storm sewer flared end section, I believe. So $11,000 in there, and then we'll have the tally available for the next meeting.
Yes, and I think we're all still in the running, right?
Yes.
Yes, we did it. I think I told y'all this. You might not have heard number two. We did a department head, and I guess I'm mayor too. We all guessed what we thought the total of the contingencies we would use would be, and we'll know in a year and a half who's the winner. And then the winner gets chicken dinner, right?
It'll be Rob because he adds them all up.
Yeah. Now I know why we were talking about staffing today, Rob. Okay, anything else on that?
No.
Anything on the water?
Nothing to report.
Okay, any additional business? Tim, did I miss anything?
We're good to go.
Eric, your building's coming along. Well, yours and Tim's building's coming along. Well, Tim, you'll still be up here, so.
Looks really good.
Yeah. Brad? Nothing.
Nothing to report.
Rob, do you have the audit done yet?
I'm working on it.
Good. You had a chance. Do you have anything to say, Megan?
No, sir.
Bart? Chief?
Nothing for you.
Nice. Lynn? Caitlin? Aaron?
I just want to go home.
Motion to adjourn? Going. Second by Coke. All in favor?
Aye, sir.
Opposed? We're adjourned. Thank you. Not too bad.